1 Corinthians 2 chapter 2 and verse 9, quoting from Isaiah, the same verse we just read. Things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard and which has not entered the heart of man. That means all of man's human abilities and intelligence and capabilities cannot understand. All that God has prepared for those who love Him. That's our theme for this conference. What God has prepared for those who love Him. And you can't understand it with human intelligence. And human eyes cannot see it. Human ears cannot hear it. Human mind cannot grasp it. But, then how do we know? Verse 10. But God has revealed them to us through the Holy Spirit. In other words, it's not something that our physical senses can grasp. It's not something that your human intelligence can understand. That's why we are against Bible schools. In Bible schools, people use their human intelligence to read books written by other people about the Bible, and they don't really get to know what God wants them to know. There are very few books, I'll tell you, Christian books are millions. But in my life, I have read very few authors who speak by revelation. That's why I don't read many Christian books. You know, a lot of people give me Christian books and I have no time to read them. I read them in my earlier days when I didn't have much understanding. But I hardly find a book that gives me revelation. It's all information. So I don't have time. There are people who write books on marriage and bringing up children and so many things. And there are Christians who read it. Okay, go ahead, brother. But I don't find much. And if it is not revelation from God, I have no time for it. That's why I don't even have time to listen to a lot of messages. Because I listen to a little bit and I say, boy, this guy is intellectual. It's not revelation. It's not from God. It's not the Holy Spirit. I don't find the Holy Spirit moving in my heart when I hear this person speak. Why should I waste my time listening? I've got better things to do. Go and sleep. Or go for a walk or something. No, it's only that which comes from revelation is of value in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, it was different. The Holy Spirit was not dwelling in man or dwelling in the people. Everything was study, 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 study. Read, read, read. The scribes, that's why the scribes were the great people in the Old Testament. But at the end of Matthew chapter 13, Jesus said the scribe must become a disciple. No, you shouldn't remain a scribe. You must become a disciple. That means you've got to experience these things. And most of the scribes did not want to be disciples. God reveals them by His Spirit because the Spirit searches the deep things of God. And just like no one can know your thoughts, verse 11, only you know your thoughts. He says only the Holy Spirit knows the thoughts of God. Only the Holy Spirit knows the thoughts of God. I wish every one of us would be gripped by that one truth. Only the Holy Spirit knows the thoughts of God. And if you want to understand the thoughts of God, you've got to go to the Holy Spirit. You cannot get it by reading the Bible. You've got to ask God, the Holy Spirit, to interpret the Bible to you. Otherwise, you will not understand the thoughts of God. You'll get an academic knowledge of Scripture. And that is what has produced thousands of denominations. Everybody holds the Bible and says, we've got the truth. And they'll prove it to their intelligence, this verse, that verse, the other verse. And if somebody can convince you something from the Bible, it only shows that he's cleverer than you. It doesn't mean he's right. It means he knows more of the Bible than you and he's cleverer than you. So he can argue like a lawyer and convince you of something. And if you're stupid enough and foolish enough to just go at that level, you'll go astray into false doctrine. We've had people from CFC who left CFC saying that we've understood more about the grace of God the free grace of God from some other book they read somewhere. And says, what CFC is preaching is too much legalism. Okay. God bless you, brother. I would tell such a person, please watch your life and your family life in the next 5 years and tell me whether you really found the grace of God or whether you went down. I can guarantee they've gone down. Because the truth of God is not found by intelligence. It's by revelation of the Holy Spirit. Because, listen to this, only the Holy Spirit knows the thoughts of God. So when you go to Scripture, this is how I go. I say, Lord, in worldly things I'm very intelligent. I can read a book with my mind and understand it. But when I come to Scripture, I am dumb, foolish. I don't know. I want to be like a little child, because Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Matthew 11:25, you have hidden these things from clever, intelligent people and revealed them to babes. So God reveals, it says in verse 10, through the Holy Spirit, because He alone knows the thoughts of God. So we think of this phrase of ours, what God has prepared for those who love Him. How are you going to find out? By studying the Bible? Yes. But allow the Holy Spirit to show you the thoughts of God in the Bible. If you don't get the thoughts of God in the Bible, you won't get His riches. Revelation, revelation. That's the thing we have stressed in CFC from the beginning. Not understanding. The devil has got more understanding. But revelation is from the Holy Spirit. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians in chapter 3. He says in verse 6, God has made us adequate as servants of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. Because the letter kills. The Spirit gives life. So you can read the letter in the Bible and get a doctrine, it'll kill you spiritually. If you allow the Holy Spirit to give you revelation on that, it'll give you life. That is why sometimes, it's honest truth, sometimes my Bible reading for the day is one verse. Now, it was not like that in the early days. I've read, studied the whole Bible, but nowadays, many times, it's one verse. And I want revelation. I want to know the thought of God in that one verse. What is the purpose of memorizing Bible verses? You can memorize Bible verses in the mind. That's good for children. Good, very good to teach children to memorize verses. I'm thankful for the verses I memorized. I would encourage all of you to memorize Scripture. In your churches, I would encourage you to get people to memorize a verse. One small verse every week. Very good habit. Especially children. Get them to stand up and repeat that verse. And one day, as we hope, it will sink in and it will become revelation. Sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law but under grace. I read that verse for 16, 17 years before it became revelation. How do I know I didn't have revelation? Because sin had dominion over me. I was born again. I did not understand grace. I remember the day it hit me. It was revelation. I didn't become more intelligent that day. In fact, the doctors say our brain cells keep dying every day. So I probably had less brain cells 17 years later, but I got revelation. Seek for revelation. So, otherwise it will be of the letter, and the letter kills. And then he gives the example of Moses, who had a veil over his face. And he uses that example to say that when the people read the Bible with the spirit of the old covenant, verse 14, that there's a veil there. Because in the old covenant, they did not have the Holy Spirit in their heart. So the scribes could only use their soul, not their spirit, the soul, that is their mind, to study the Bible. They used their mind to worship God. But Jesus told the Samaritan woman, the time has now come and we worship God in the spirit. There's a lot of difference between worshiping God in the spirit and in the mind. And I'll tell you, 99% of all the so-called praise and worship that people have in many churches, it's from the soul. It's not from the spirit. And if you ask me what is the difference, you ask God to show you. The time has now come when the true worshippers will worship God in the spirit. And I thank God I've learned that. I've stopped worshiping in my soul. I'm not saying I get rid of my soul. The soul is subject to the Holy Spirit. If the soul is without the Holy Spirit, it's like a widow, no husband, nobody to guide me. But isn't it good for a wife to have a husband who's the head of the home? Like that, the soul, I'm not saying we should destroy the soul. We don't kill the widow. But it's good if she has a husband. A soul without the Holy Spirit is like a widow. But if you allow the Holy Spirit to rule and inform and control the soul, you get light on many things. What true worship is, what grace is, what overcoming sin is. So it says here, these people, when they read the Old Covenant, there's a veil. It's like you take you put a handkerchief over the Bible. And you can't read it. It's all hidden. You remove the handkerchief. Now I can see something. That's how going from understanding with the soul to revelation of the spirit is. It's like that veil is removed. Oh boy, now I can see what that verse means.